for a few minutes of time, that God would just give us a word that will come from Him and give us the direction that we need in our lives. I don't know why often I should say this, that God put this upon our hearts, but it's needful for somebody. And if nobody else needs it, I need it tonight. Because it doesn't matter what your position is in the church, we are the children of God. And He knows His children, and He knows exactly what we stand in need of tonight, more than we even know what we need this evening. So 2 Timothy, the first chapter. Go with me, if you would. We'll be reading verses 6 and verse 7. Verse 6, Paul, speaking to his son in the gospel, said, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And stop reading there with that seventh verse and ask that you pray this evening. And taking our thought from the seventh verse when he said, God has not given us the spirit of fear. And I believe with all my heart tonight that if it's not God who gives us that, then it must be the devil who gives us that spirit of fear that moves in our minds. And if we're not careful, it will consume us to where that's all that we can think about. How many of you tonight have got a person or a situation upon your heart that fear is just resonating in your mind almost continuously? It's there because the devil places those thoughts in our minds to consume us to where we can't think about anything else other than that fear that he has placed in our mind. I believe that we all have fear of the unknown, the things that we don't know about, and those things that are outside of our control, those things that we don't make the decision about, those things that we're not there to protect and to keep, or those things that somebody else has put upon us, that those things cause fear to break out in our minds. Now, I do believe that there is a fear of God as well, that God gives to us. I fear God in the sense that I know that God is able to take away everything he has given to us to get our attention. He's able to give, but he's also able to take away, especially if we get outside of our fellowship with the Lord. And what brought this thought of fear is God plants within us a fear, just like the animals have a fear. Animals are afraid of people and circumstances. We today, we have a fear that is innate within us, that things that we don't know about, that it causes a fear, or things that make a lot of noise. We had Gavin last night, and even though he's got a little play set with tools on it, power tools, if I get out a real tool, a saw or anything, he's afraid of them, and he doesn't want to be around them at all. See, I believe that's a God-given fear, to know that it can hurt you. It can damage you. And just like cars and things like that, that God gives us that fear. It's internal to us to try to make sure that we don't get hurt or hurt somebody else. But that's not the fear that he is talking about in this scripture. Paul, first of all, said, Timothy, I want you to remember the gifts that you have from the laying on of my hands. Now, Lloyd, nor I, nor anybody can lay hands upon you and you receive the gifts of the Lord. It's something that God gives to us. It's something that God places in our lives. And the gifts that are without apologies that God gives to many. We just saw some of the gifts that God gives to people in the ability to sing and sing with the Holy Spirit. That's a gift from God. But what he is saying that to Timothy is that no matter where you go, no matter what the circumstance looks like, we ought not allow the spirit of fear to overtake us, because it's not of God, but it's of the devil. When we look at the fear that he places upon us, that fear for that mother, and I can point in a couple different directions tonight, or the fear for that child, or that spouse, or brother or sister, or for family or friends, that there's maybe even for ourselves. You know, when the devil plants fear within us, most of us today allow him to take it to the far end of the spectrum, to where the worst case scenario is what is going to happen. Do we not know that God is still in control? God is still on the throne. God has always taken care of his children. We may not know the outcome, but if we put our trust and faith in the Lord, God will see us through it. And he is able to drive away the fear that Satan puts in our minds and in our hearts. Satan does it to rob us of our joy. He knows that we're saved, but he doesn't want us to have any joy along our Christian life. There are so many Christians today, or so-called Christians, that have no joy because Satan has come and put so much fear in them that it has robbed them of the joy that God wants them to have. I believe God wants us to have joy. And I'm not just talking about laughter and things like that, but I'm talking about deep down in our hearts to have joy, to know that whether the sun comes up or it don't come up, I'm still going to rejoice in Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. He wants us to have joy in that we can appreciate life and enjoy each other along the journey. But when we hear all the prayer requests, and we see those that are unspoken, many of us today, we've lost the joy that we once had. How many of you remember when life was carefree? You didn't have any worries. You didn't have, you know, your biggest fear was that your friends wouldn't like you anymore. But now we've grown up, whether we want to admit it or not, at least in age, to where we realize that a lot of the things that are in this world has come to hurt our people and destroy them. And that causes us to have fear that the devil puts in our minds. Just today, I got a call from a mother. As I was coming to church, got a call from a mother who has fear because of what her child has gotten wrapped up in. We have people that all of us, I thought about this as we was coming to church. Brother Eli's family was here with us on Sunday morning, and one of his son's child wasn't with them because he was at driver school. And I talked to his parents after church, and she said that fear that's there, just turning your child loose in a car to run up and down the highways, that's a fear that comes in because you don't know what's going to happen up the highway. And many of us that have children that are older, we all went through that. But God was merciful and kind and watched over them. And those things that kept us awake, God was watching over and protected. How many of us, some of the greatest joys that we've had in life was when we heard a car pull in the driveway? Amen? Because hearing the car drove away the fear that was there. Satan puts the fear there, but God brings the joy back. And Satan doesn't want to see God's people having joy. Satan uses fear not just to rob us of our joy, but to rob us of our peace that we have. The peace that God gave to us. God, you know, Adam and Eve didn't have a worry in this world until they sinned. And when they sinned, the worries started coming. The fears started coming. The first fear was they knew that God would come calling in the cool of the day. So what did they do? They went and covered themselves and hid themselves from God. Because they knew that they had done wrong. Many of us today that have ever been out of fellowship with God, there was a fear that was there. If there's no fear, I have to say, by the authority of God's word, people have not been saved if they don't fear God. Because he's an all-wise and almighty God. David said it like this, he's able to take the apple even from our eye. You think about that. The things that you value the most, God is able to remove them. If we know that we ought to work for him and worship him, and we fail to do so, and we get out in this world and do things that we ought not do, God is liable to take away that joy that he gives to us. The fear that the devil puts within us, he uses that fear to rob us of our blessings. God wants to give us blessings, but we're so wrapped up in the fear that God can't bless us. How many times do we come to church with so many things on our mind that we can't even enjoy the worship service? Because our minds are wrapped up in, where's the kid? Where's the son? Where's the daughter? Where's the mother or father? What's going to happen tomorrow? You know, there's two words that the devil uses to generate that fear in our minds. And those two words are, what if? What if? God laid it up on my heart today and I thought, man, that's powerful. Because he won't tell you that it's going to happen, but he'll say, what if? What if this happens? And it gets us all worked up to where that we our blessings that God has given to us to be a blessing in our life, the devil turns it around and uses it to generate fear, which robs us of our blessing. The devil don't care who he attacks. He uses fear to rob us of our worship. As I said, many of us that have so many things upon our mind that we come into the house of the Lord and we want to worship the Lord, that's where our heart is at. But there's a warfare between our heart and our mind. And too many times our mind wins the battle. What we ought to do is just take it to God and say, Lord, here it is. I need your help. Because this fear, if we will acknowledge it, that it's the devil that put it there, God is able to drive it away. He's able to move it out of our life. And when those fears come to me, and I have them just like you do. Anybody that's got kids and grandkids, Anybody that's got a family, got a job, that fear is always there that the devil uses because you don't know what's happening. And even today, I have a fear of what's happening in our White House, in our Senate, in our Congress, because it's changing the structure of America to where we are no longer a God-fearing nation, but we are a nation that is submitted to any God that wants to come in our borders. And that causes me to have fear. Not necessarily for myself, but for my children and for my grandchildren. What kind of nation is this going to be 10, 15, 20 years from now? Many of us will be gone. But for those left behind, what are they going to have to face? But then I'm calmed when I think about that the same God that watched over me when mom and dad had those same fears is the same God that will watch over them. But we're seeing fewer and fewer moms and dads bring their children to the house of the Lord. Whether in body or to bring them in prayer. You know, I don't believe that we can take the place of somebody on the altar. There's a lot of that doctrine going around. Nobody went for me. I had to go for myself. And my greatest fear that I've ever had was taken care of by God Himself. And I ask you tonight, if God could take care of the saving of our soul, can't He take care of everything else in life that the devil brings to cause fear to come upon us? The Bible teaches us, Paul reminded Paul or Timothy about this. He said, God, if it's a spirit of fear, it's not of God, it's of the devil. He didn't say it in those words, but if it's not of God, who is it of? There's only two forces in this world, God and the devil. Any good thought must have come from God. Any bad thought must have come from the devil. But the devil will take his bad thought and put some good words with it and make it sound right. Has he ever lied to anybody else? I want to make sure it's not just me, because he will dress it up and make it look like it must have been from God. And we learn that, how to put a play on our words at a very young age. And we use it when it's to our benefit because we learned it from the devil. Some of you don't want to say amen to that, but you know it's true. You ever tried to convince mom and dad that it was all right for you to do something? You know what that was? You had learned from the devil himself how to take those words and turn them around to fit your condition or situation. But Paul said, Timothy, we don't have this fear because, or we have this fear because of the devil, but we have the spirit, he's telling him, we have the spirit of power. We can put the devil on the run. You say, how do we do that? In the name of Jesus. We can put the devil on the run and drive away those fears that we have in our life. The devil don't like to hear about the name of Jesus. They tremble at his name. You put them on the run, but we, sometimes I think we like self-pitying. How many of you have ever wallowed in self-pity? And we get so deep into the fear that we forget whose children we are. We are not the children of the devil. We are the children of God. And we can put him on the run just by mentioning the name of Jesus Christ, he cannot stay around. Oftentimes, in the car, I don't listen to the radio much, but I've got six stations, I believe it is, that are preset. And they're all preset to a gospel station. And when the devil starts getting in my mind, I'll turn on the radio and hit one of those stations until I find something that brings me the peace that I need. Because you see, your word and my word don't put him on the run. And I even have a CD that's in the car of a good service. A good service that took place up on Cornbread Road that I keep in the car. And sometimes when I can't find anything on those six selections, because not every station that says it's a Christian station is truly a Christian station. So I keep a CD in there that I can, if they've got women preachers on, I turn them off. Don't fall out with me. I believe God called men to preach the gospel. If they've got nonsense going on in there about talking about current events or things like that, I turn them off. But I need something that's got some power behind it. And the only thing that's got power behind it is a service that has the anointing of Jesus Christ all over it. In song and in word that will just illuminate you and light you up. We have the power, Paul said. We have the spirit of the power of God. We have the spirit of love. How many of you tonight know that you're loved? If nobody else loves you, God loves you. And you say, but I've got several people that love me. There is nothing compared to God's love. God's love will be there morning, noon, or night. Even how many of you wake up in the midnight hour with all kinds of things that's going through your mind that you're worried about? You know, when I wake up like that, Becky's asleep. Y'all are asleep. I have no one that I can get a hold of and talk to. But then I have a father that says, bring your burdens to me. Cast them upon me and see that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you've got a heavy burden with that scripture, I'm going to give you this. If you have a heavy burden, it's not of God. It's of the devil. He's put it there. Now, we have burdens for our lost people, don't get me wrong. And for those that's away from God, and for the church, and for many other things. But when the devil comes, how many of you know we got an aging church population? How many of you worry about that? Have a fear about it, right? And sometimes it will get the best of me. But then I'm reminded, God is still in control. There's going to be a return to God. I don't know when or how, but I believe there'll be a return to God by our people when they realize how deep in sin they have fallen. And God gets their attention. And they're awakened to the fact that this world doesn't have what they need. The only place they'll find it is in an old-time Bible-believing, God-preaching church is where they'll find what they need in their life. He said, we have the love. We have God's love. We have the love of brothers and sisters today. It don't matter what you're going through. We have people that love you and will help you with that burden that you're carrying. We'll join together. We'll lock arms and we'll help each other along the journey. Because today you may need help. Tomorrow I might need help. And only people that truly love you will help you. Most people will help you when there's something in it for them. I believe what the scripture teaches us, that if it's true love, we'll help each other and not expect anything in return. Not expect anything in return. And then he also closed by saying, Timothy, you have the spirit of a sound mind. You have a sound mind. The devil is there, and he's in your mind, and that's where the fear is coming from. In order for us to use what God has given to us, we have to remind the devil that he's in a place where he don't belong. We have a sound mind. How many of you know what's right from wrong? You know how you know what's right from wrong? Not because Roger gets up or Lloyd gets up and preaches on it, but because you have the Spirit of God in you that lets you know what's right and what's wrong. You know what the devil is putting in your mind, that most of it will never happen. It'll never happen. We worry about things and this fear that we have, that all we're doing is taking days off of our life. Because we fear things that may never happen. And how many of you tonight, you know, sometimes people ask me how I'm doing. I say I'm not doing bad for an old man. Part of that is because through my life, I've allowed that fear to rob me of so much of life and joy and blessings and worship. You say, Roger, have you ever sat in church and the devil robbed you of a blessing because you sat there and you worried? You had fear that come over you? And I'll admit, I've been one of those. I've been in that pew. And it's almost like we ought to apologize to one another, because I've robbed you and you've robbed us. Amen? Because we have so much going through our minds. That's why I say when we get to heaven, we'll give God the perfect praise and glory and honor. Because when we get there, there'll be no fear. We'll leave all that behind us. We're going to a place where we'll have all those things that we've read about, that Paul said we've looked through a glass darkly, we will now see them face to face. And if it were possible, how many of us would look back over our life and say, why did I allow that to bring such fear into my heart? And you know, that's what it is. The devil puts it in your mind because he knows about the love you have in your heart. And he tries to use that fear because of that love that you have. And buddy, let me tell you, what did Paul say was the greatest of all? He said charity was, didn't he? Talking about love. When you have love today, there's going to be some fear attached to it, because the devil's going to use it to come against us. But folks, let's go back to what Paul said real quickly, and then we'll pray. Let's use the power that we have in the name of Jesus. Let's use the love that God gave to us, and let's use our sound mind. Now, some of the things the devil puts fear in us, it may happen someday. How many of you know he uses circumstance that we know someday it's going to happen? Right? One day I'm going to die. But you know, every time we discover a bump or we have a cough or we have a pain somewhere. You know what the worst thing is? The fear comes in. I must have cancer. Does he work on anybody else like that? You're going to die. Well, see, he told me half truth. I'm going to die. But I don't know if it's going to be cancer that takes me out. It might be a car. It might be lightning. I don't know what's going to take me out. But I know this. If God tarries his coming, I have an appointment with death. And there's nothing that I could do about it. Well, let me retract that. Because, Brother Lloyd, the Bible says that we can add to our days or we can subtract from our days. Amen. I've done enough subtracting. I'm trying to do some more addition. Amen. But let me close with this final thought. We can never go back and make up for those things that we've done. Right? How many of us did the devil come and say, you've made way too many mistakes? He's telling us the truth because we know it's the truth. And then, but then he'll put in there, how can God love you with all the mistakes you've made? And you know what the answer to that is? Because God loves unconditionally, regardless. It doesn't give me a license to go out and do everything. But God loves unconditionally, and if we really fear God, we'll want to live as close to this book as we possibly can. And use this book to drive away the fear that the devil plants in our minds. Tonight while we pray, we're going to pray. If it's not for you, you pray for me. Because, you see, we've seen so many things that's happened. When you look at this congregation, we've all seen things happen in our lifetime that the devil will take a little bit of that and plant it in our mind that we're next. We're next. And I guess it's human nature to worry about things, but we ought not allow the worry to overtake us. You ever seen somebody that's just a bucket of worries? They get over one thing and something else. They get over that and it's something else. We're all like that. It's just that we may not be as outward with it. Some of you are not going to say amen. If I'm not worrying about the kids, I'm worried about the grandkids. If the devil hasn't put those fear, I'm worried about the job. Or I'm worried about the bills. I'm worried about, you know, the list goes on and on. A light, the service engine light comes on the car. You worry about that. Is it going to break down on me? Y'all going to let me be the only one? That's all right. I know my faults. Do you know yours? Did you know the devil knows them also? And he'll use them against you? To get the better part of you, he'll use them to try to destroy you. God didn't come to destroy us. He came to save us and given us an abundant life. The devil's mad, and I'm glad when I don't allow him to get the victory over me. Tonight, let's pray. You come. If you really need to overcome this fear, then we need to pray. I need it. Yeah, come right on. Sing a song for us. We'll use this as.
I don't even know if I can remember the chords here. the chord I want to sing it in now. See, he's going to fight me on it.
Yeah.
Maybe I can't even sing it. Just says life can be filled with what ifs and if onlys as we settle in the valley of regret. A hopeless situation has no consolation, and it seems that giving up is all that's left. I know we've all been there at some point in our lives.
That's right.
But we must take God at his word and have the faith to trust the Lord, knowing that he's not finished yet.
Yes.
What if we really believed that God would meet our every need?
Amen.
For nothing, there's nothing impossible with him.
Amen.
But what if we stand before our Maker instead of hearing, just think about, instead of hearing, you've been faithful, what if he turns around and said, child, I had so much in store for you.
Yes.
If only you had trusted more. I feel sometimes so weak because I just know
me
that
too.
He can take everything away, or he can help us go right through whatever it is.
Amen.
It only takes the faith of a mustard seed that's so tiny. Seems so big. The problem seems so big. What if only you believe? Now unto him who is able to do far more than all that I can even think to ask. And when I must surrender, sometimes we just gotta let it go. And
that's
it's
right.
hard to do that
that's
sometimes.
Right,
it's time to remember that his plans are bigger than my mind can grasp.
Yes.
But I'll never know what God will do till I trust in him to see me through, knowing that he's going to bring his will to pass.
Amen.
And his
Amen.
will be what's good for us,
Amen.
Not what we want.
Yes.
I don't know, that song's just helped me through so many times. I can't even think of the chord I was supposed to try to sing it in, or usually do. But just take that, and if the devil comes toward us, and I'm going to try to do this week, because I've really been letting him get the better of me. And I know deep down in my heart, I know God's going to take care of everything.
Yes.
I really do. But each day, it's a battle.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I lose it. Sometimes I win. Well, I don't win. Christ wins.
Yes.
Just pray for me, and I'll pray for you all, that we can just join him. The other day, I was just thinking, just that song we sing, give me your hand, and let's agree together. We can be weak separately, but we can be strong together.
Amen.
And the devil can't defeat God. And if we'll just stand with God, then we can't be defeated either.
Yes.
Just praise the Lord for his goodness and all that he is.
Amen. God bless you. Anybody else got anything tonight? Yes. No. Yeah, just go ahead, Sharon. You lead us in that song. Yeah. Let's come around tonight. We'll have the circle of prayer for so many that need that touch. Let's pray for all of us tonight. Dear God, give us.